This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Mumbai today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will address a ceremony marking 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in the city. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, commenced its operations on 1st of April in 1935 and enters its 90th year today. The RBI is organizing a commemorative event on the occasion. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and representatives of various banks and industry will also take part in the event. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has described the G20 event under the Presidency of India as an example of political and economic rebalancing. Speaking at an event in the national capital yesterday, the minister highlighted the festive ambience and celebration of India's G20 presidency across the length and breadth of the country. He noted that the focus has now shifted to cultural rebalancing after the political and economic rebalancing at the G20 event. Mr. Jayashankar said, therefore, it is crucial today for India to project its own heritage, civilization, culture, way of life, faith and beliefs. He asserted that it is as crucial in diplomacy and international relations as traditional politics. The Finance Ministry has clarified that no new changes are set to take place in the financial year beginning today. It refuted the misleading information circulating on certain social media platforms regarding the new tax regime. The Ministry said that the new tax regime primarily applies to individuals other than companies and firms. It is applicable as a default regime from the financial year 2023-24. Under the new tax regime, tax rates are significantly lower and the benefit of various exemptions and deductions such as 50,000 rupees from salary and 15,000 rupees from family pension are not available as they were in the old regime. The ministry said the new tax regime is the default tax regime. However, the taxpayers can choose the tax regime that they think is beneficial to them. Four persons were killed and more than 100 injured after a cyclonic storm hit part of Jalpaiguri district in West Bengal yesterday. The storm in North Bengal damaged many houses and uprooted several trees in Jalpaiguri town and many areas of the neighboring Mainaguri. The severe weather conditions also affected normal life in northeastern India. In Assam, a portion of the ceiling at Guwahati Airport collapsed due to heavy rainfall, while flight operations were affected due to adverse weather conditions in Guwahati. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that two western disturbances are likely to affect the Himalayan region till 5th of April. The IMD said isolated to scattered rainfall or snowfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning are very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till 6th of April. On the other hand, states like Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh will be under the effect of western disturbances till 5th of this month. Turkey's main opposition party has claimed big victories in the main cities of Istanbul and Ankara in local body elections. The results are a significant blow for Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who had hoped to regain control of the cities less than a year after he claimed a third term as president. But Ekrem İmamoğlu, who first won in the city in 2019, scored a second victory for the secular opposition CHP. This was the first time since Erdogan came to power 21 years ago that his party was defeated across the country at the ballot box. In the capital Ankara, opposition Mayor Mansur Yavaş is so far ahead of his rival. Significantly, the CHP is also on course to win in many of Turkey's other big cities, including Izmir and Bursa, Adana and the resort of Antalya. President Erdogan acknowledged the election had not gone as he had hoped. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.